Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us again in just a moment.
BigIron.com is an online auction site featuring equipment selling every Wednesday. What are some of the items coming up on October 22nd, Mark?
October the 22nd features a lot of fleet vehicles, cars, pickups, trucks, and vans, plus a great run of ag equipment like these forage harvesters, a lot of good quality semi-truck tractors and grain trailers. There's a tremendous lineup of sprayers. Go to the Big Iron site to see all of the equipment selling with no reserve.
And there are no buyer's premiums. A great way to find quality equipment. Online auctions every Wednesday. Go to BigIron.com.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joins today as we talk about current beef exports and the impact they're having on our overall U.S. beef cattle sector.
I think they're sort of painting the picture that the U.S. economy is doing rather well, the rest of the world not quite as well, especially Russia is heading towards recession. Europe is in a very weak economic environment, and China is very weak, as is Japan. So some of these markets have slowed a little bit in terms of U.S. beef export tonnage. Exchange rates have, you know, the value of the dollar has gone higher. But if we look at the month of August that just came out from the USDA, beef exports on a tonnage basis were down about 4% from August last year. Now, the total value of beef exports was still up from a year ago. So the dollar value still very strong. But our beef imports were up 46% from a year ago in the month of August, well below the levels of 5 or 6 years ago. But that also shows that the beef that normally goes from Australia into Russia and into Europe and some of those parts of the world, and the high-priced U.S. market is really attracting it here. We look at it overall as an economist from a demand perspective. It says the U.S. beef demand is still very strong. Maybe a little bit of softness in the export market. We look really in the export markets were softer in the bigger context of being very soft for the month, down 13% from a year ago for pork exports, and down about 3% from a year ago in chicken exports. So we are kind of seeing the international dynamics come to play, and it's showing up both in terms of a little bit larger U.S. beef imports, or quite a bit larger, and some slowing down in rates of growth and actually some year-to-year declines in the tonnage being exported overseas. Again, that tonnage is going overseas at record high prices.
And Jim Robb says he's not too concerned about the current export trends we're seeing for the beef industry. Lighter volumes than a year ago at higher value.
I don't think on the beef side as much concern as, for example, on the pork side, but it's certainly something that as we look at the worldwide economy, we are now much more dependent in the beef market than we ever have been on exports. We don't export a lot of beef to Europe, in fact, very little. Russia had become sort of a non-event in recent years, but these indirect impacts are starting to show up. So we do have to watch the world economic environment. Clearly, as we look across the global economic profile, the United States of America is leading the way internationally, and we have some real softness in some other countries. So we do need to, I think, over the next several months and even years, really watch these export markets because they are critical to our overall price profile.
Top hired hand from the Livestock Market Information Center, Dr. Jim Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up Friday, November 7th, it'll be the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's Fall Cattle Drive, offering some top-notch replacement females from cattle herds like the Brooks Cattle Company, Bertram Cattle Company, Chain Ranch, C&B Polled Herefords, Jameson Ranch, Miller Ranch, and White Brothers Cattle, all offering consignments in this year's OCA Fall Cattle Drive at OKC West El Reno. For information, contact the OCA office at 405-235-4391, 405-235-4391. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great rest of your day. Hope your weekend's going to be good as well. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.